Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. After leading police to her son's body, Felicia Gross stood in front of a judge pleading not guilty in the death of her 10-year-old little boy, Jaden Spicer. His body found buried in a shallow grave. Gross slated for another court appearance today. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, the Kentucky mother entered a not guilty plea during her arraignment on Thursday in connection with the death of her son, Jaden Spicer, who had previously been reported missing. Gross faces several charges, including second-degree manslaughter, abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and filing a false report. Authorities discovered Jaden's body several days after he was declared missing. During the arraignment, a judge formally entered the not guilty plea on Gross's behalf and appointed her a public defender. According to the arrest citation, Gross confessed on August 12 to giving her 10-year-old son sleeping medicine, claiming that after that he died due to a medical emergency. She later revealed that she had buried his body in a wooded area off Canoe Road near Joe Little Fork Road. Following this confession, investigators searched the location and found Jaden's remains buried in a plastic tote. Additionally, Gross reportedly admitted to instructing her younger children on what to say to police when questioned. Jaden's aunts spoke to WKYT and said the family is heartbroken.
I just hope and pray that that baby has his final moments of resting, and everybody can know that he is safe.
He was full of light, always smiling, and he just loved being around his family and friends, and he was a happy kid.
Court documents show that Gross had a prior history with Child Protective Services, having pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor of child endangerment in 2017, which resulted in a year-long jail sentence. It remains unclear if that 2000 incident was regarding her son Jaden or another child. Further online court records from 2013 and 2019 indicate that Gross's mother, Shirley Johnson, had sought child support from her, but it's uncertain if that case was related to Jaden as well. Currently, Gross is being held at the Kentucky River Regional Jail. She is set to appear in court again today, Nancy. With that preliminary hearing, we expect to hear more from detectives.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
7-month-old Emmanuel Haro from California is missing, and now authorities have uncovered, quote, discrepancies in the investigation. On Saturday, August 16, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department provided an update indicating that inconsistencies were found in the account given by Emmanuel's mother, Rebecca Haro, regarding his supposed abduction. The SBCSD stated in a press release, quote, investigators conducted interviews with several individuals, including Emmanuel's parents, Jake and Rebecca. During these interviews, Rebecca was confronted with discrepancies in her original statement and chose not to continue the discussion. As a result, investigators cannot eliminate the possibility of foul play in the case of Emmanuel's disappearance, the police report noted. Deputies responded to reports of Emmanuel going missing at approximately 7:47 p.m. local time on August 14 in Yucaipa, specifically the 34,000 block of Yucaipa Boulevard. According to Rebecca, who reportedly sustained a black eye, claimed that she was attacked outside a store before her son was allegedly taken. Investigators from our Specialized Investigations Division are actively looking into the reported kidnapping of a 7-month-old after the child's mother reported being assaulted outside a retail store, authorities stated on social media. Canine units were deployed for scent tracking, but the child has not been found. There are currently no details available regarding any suspects, the police continued. Rebecca had taken her son to a park for a football practice with her husband and their two other children before stopping at Big Five Sporting Goods store to purchase a mouth guard when the incident occurred, as reported by KTLA. The mother said, I was about to grab a diaper to change my son when someone said, hola, and after that, I don't remember anything. In an interview with ABC 7, Rebecca explains exactly what she says happened to her son.
I got him out of the car seat, and I laid him down so I could get his diapers ready. And somebody said, "Hola," and that's all I remember. And I saw white. And in hearing sound, I fell on the floor. And as soon as I got up, I couldn't find my son. I checked all around my truck.
Whoever took our son, please give him back.
She mentioned that she searched around her car and rushed into the store to call 911. Unfortunately, no security footage was available from the area where Emmanuel vanished. An Amber Alert was not issued, and there were no descriptions of a suspect or a vehicle. The Sheriff's Specialized Investigations Division is working with the police to search for Emmanuel. Authorities are urging anyone with any information related to this case to contact the Specialized Investigations Division at 909-890-4904.
Donna Cloud, 19, moves in with her dad, Splendora, Texas. It's a northeast suburb of Houston. Their relationship is strained. They argue often. One night, she doesn't come home. Dad reports her missing, telling police his daughter left on a blind date with a guy she met online. Cops later learn that's a lie. And Donna's father actually told her to leave after their last argument. Two men pick up Donna from the dad's home. One says he drops Donna off safely at a hotel that evening. Donna's active online 2 days after her disappearance. But her phone pings for the last time in Houston's West Chase neighborhood. That's the southwest side of the city. Donna Cloud, 5'1", 110 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She's got a tattoo of a diamond on her right ring finger and the word faith tattooed on her right forearm. If you have info on Donna Cloud, now missing 8 years, call Montgomery County, Texas Sheriffs, 936-760-5800.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.